Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
I feel like Kyle Wallace has probably done the best job describing exactly how I feel about the situation with Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Moi? No, praise for me.
No name chimed in on YouTube and said the same thing. And I was like, I know. Kyle's saying everything that my protected heart is unable to say.
Am I cooking right now?
All
right. Sizzling?
I wish I never
would have. Now he's gloating.
Now
Kyle's on to something.
Kyle's on to something. I regret.
Cookie in the kitchen.
Y'all don't know that song?
No. I'm blowing money fast.
I think I know that song.
I'm in love.
Coco.
Yeah, there we go.
Very
Coca-Cola.
Good. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Stroh running the show. The roster sucks. They have no cap space until next year. They have no draft picks. Damian Lillard's hurt. Doc Rivers is the coach.
So these are the cons? This is what he's diving right in?
The cons are easy to lay out. You can lay them out in a second.
Yeah, they're not great.
That's a lot. Sucks!
And my thing is, like, we know Giannis
is... pros and cons list is lopsided is what it is. The only thing that's keeping Giannis with the Bucks right now is loyalty.
But my question is, like, loyalty, that means a lot to Giannis.
A ton!
But like... think about the most competitive person in your life. KBN Nation, whoever that is, you guys, think about it. Giannis is 100 times more competitive than that guy.
Yeah,
Giannis is a freak competitor. So he's just going to turn off that competitive part of his brain and his heart for loyalty, taking the court with a team he knows he can't win a championship with.
Which he's kind of already doing right now.
He is.
And
that would drive me crazy if I was him.
Do y'all understand how sad it is? We all watch it. How sad it is to see Giannis give it his all. I mean,
He's got a bunch of bones around him. I feel bad for his ass.
And he just be sitting on the bench. He got to watch these cats dance around and move around. All he can do is just sit there and look at his team like, dang. There's nothing we can do. I've tried. Like, he literally tried his best. He put the team on his back. He did the best he could, and it still ended in failure results. I'm just saying.
That's why what you said just got me to where I am, because I've been sitting here for an hour telling myself that everything's good.
Oh.
Look, he still may come back, and he would just be the greatest person in the world. Because like Brad said right there, which is perfect, he is more competitive than anyone I've ever seen. The guy gives it all. He gets back up every time. He plays through anything. His knee bent backwards, came back for the final. I mean, the guy is amazing. He's loyal. He's one of the best players in the league. He doesn't complain. He's built different. He's been loyal. He doesn't make friends with anybody. He goes about his business. He trains. He's a family man. The guy's amazing. Yet he goes out there with Damian Lillard hurt. And even when Dame hurt, they did kind of still not play that well. But he's going out there and he's giving it his all. And it's like, look at all these guys.
Could you imagine passing the ball?
AJ Green's passing the ball in between Gary Trent's legs. And he's like, this is how I'm going out with these guys?
Could you imagine after working your butt off in game one and going to look at the stat sheet and seeing Torian Prince and Kyle Kuzma's stat sheet? Like, bro, like, did they?
What are just their names on your team that's trying to win a championship?
And like, it's one thing. I'm not saying that, like, there's a right way to play the game of basketball. But if you are still competitive, but, like, I'm just going to shoot the ball and play lax defense, that's not Giannis. Like, he takes a physical beating because it's the only way to even try to slow him down. So not only is he putting it all on the court, he is legitimately going to battle physically, knowing that there's bums behind him, and he's still doing it.
And you two are elite athletes, and a lot of you all listening were probably good athletes when you were young or something like that. And so most of us been in a situation where we've probably been like the best kid on a losing team before. You just look around, you just want to cry. You want to cry like, dog, we lost again. Ben, I scored all these points. I scored 30 points, and we still
not
lost.
Not just points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists this guy's bringing to the table.
Literally, we all know how much it sucks to lose, but imagine putting it all out there and looking around saying, dang, we still getting 20 ball? Like,
I'm laughing in sadness right now.
It's sad. It's sad. Because even, like, Giannis
and they didn't catch any breaks. Vent session. Vent session, 2019, sure. That sucked, but there are levels to becoming a champion. And 2019 propelled them in learning lessons when they were down 2-0. They were down 2-0 twice. They were down 2-0 to the Brooklyn Nets in this Eastern semis. They were down 2-0 in the NBA Finals and won 4 straight against the Phoenix Suns. That was amazing. So you could talk about building blocks. Did 19 suck against the Raptors when up 2-0? Absolutely. 2020 bubble, weird year. We throw that out. 2021 championship. Then 2022, I'm at the game. He slips on the right corner. I'm like, oh, hell no. Yeah. Chris slips. Then the next year, Giannis tweaks his back. Was that 2023?
Yep, 23.
And in 24, he had the soleus.
Soleus? Yep. Meanwhile, Dame's hobbling around like a decoy out there while Chris Middleton those bum knees somehow hitting threes from 30 feet away to send it to overtime against the Pacers? Then this year, Dame has popped Achilles, and Giannis is playing with who? These guys? Kyle Kuzma?
Outside of that 21 year, it is something of a cursed journey for the Milwaukee Bucks. Because 19, they were the best team in the NBA, and they went on to play a hobbled Golden State Warriors. That should have been one of many titles. 2020, best team in the NBA.
And then
hello, COVID, and you're in the bubble. If it was a normal year, I truly believe they would have rolled
cursed
on the win. Curse.
Make a documentary.
I mean, how often
what could have been?
And how can you can't tell Giannis these excuses for so long? Because at a certain point, you just need a fresh start.
You're like, what more do I have to do, man? I'm giving my all every day.
You know, you're legitimately cursed.
I'm icing myself ten times a day so I can give you my all and still not be good enough.
And it was during Giannis's best years too. I mean, he has more years ahead of him, but
he's doing more statistically now than he was even back then. And back then, he was the best player in the NBA.
He's not. He hasn't said he's left. This is just the reason
why.
It's just painful. And the reason why we're at a point where Giannis, quote unquote, is open-minded, whether you believe it or not, is he should. Look, let's call it what it is. He should be open-minded based off everything we just talked about.
Yeah.
In that short 5 minutes that we just went around 2019 through 2024, at some point you're just like, damn, man. Damn.
Yeah, and that's why if this did happen, I couldn't blame him for a second. He has never, ever, ever mailed it in. He's always been loyal. He's always shows city and team over self. And at some point, you look at what the future looks like, and you have to start thinking about legacy, your competitive drive. So, like, I would never blame him, right? When these other, like, when, you know, Favre leaves or Rodgers leaves or whoever, like Kareem leaves, there's part of you that's like, man, you're doing us wrong. I couldn't feel that way about Giannis. We could literally ask nothing more from him.
I hope John Horst and the Bucks organization has a plan. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Is that when Giannis meets with, you know, his team, meets
with
the Bucks.
But we just talked about it. What's the plan, Stan?
Listen, I don't get paid the money Horst does. He just got an extension. And so Horst better have a plan of action on how to actually show some sustainability. Not some Jake Crowder for this year. Not some, you know, Torian Prince for this year. Not some Malik Beasley for this year. But actually a concrete plan of saying, we're going to build around you and we're going to add these different pieces that can be with you for years to come.
800-990-3776. This turned into not talking about Giannis's future, but reliving the sad curses of the Milwaukee Bucks from 2019 on. Jason Wilde joins us next. I got to shift gears.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
And make sure everyone's tuning in when we do this, because y'all's faces are going to be like,
it better be sweet.
If you think I'm going to act like that for oatmeal, you're outside your damn
You've never had Brad Nortman's oatmeal.
It's not Quaker, is it?
Yeah, chocolate chip pancakes with butter
organic
and syrup that made me go, oh, baby, oatmeal ain't going to do that.
You'll be surprised. I'm going to do a variety.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not leaving.
The Wolf of Wall Street was on the other day when I was flipping through channel. Great family film.
3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
I'm a naturally inquisitive person.
Holding everybody accountable.
If you feel better about that, I'm happy to do so.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Joining us on Kyle Bruston Nortman, you heard the big voice guy. His name is Jason Wilde. You can listen to him on Wilde and Tausch 9 to noon across these very stations. Jason, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
We were reliving some of the past years of the Milwaukee Bucks and the unfortunate bounces and injuries and breaks that happened to them. Now, they have a championship, and obviously there was a report this morning from Shams Charania about open-mindedness. I guess my question to you is, you've covered some players that have had long tenures on the Green Bay Packers. Did you ever like notice that there was a shift in their mindset of what was most important to them, loyalty versus success?
Yeah, I think the NFL is so different, right? Like very few players, other than I suppose quarterbacks, no one really cares what their mindset is, right? No one really cares if they, do you want to play here or not? Oh, well, we don't really care that much. You're under contract, and we'll cut you when we want to, but we don't want you trying to dictate anything. And so when I look at my time covering, like Charles Woodson, for example, like Charles Woodson led them to a championship. He would have been willing to take a pay cut from Ted in February of 2013 to stay. And Ted didn't even offer him one. He just said, we're going to move on. So it's just a different dynamic with the Packers. And again, I don't know Giannis at all. You know, I certainly have some good friends that work in the Bucks organization that I care about them, and I want them to have a team that's successful. And, you know, we have their games on our air, both in Milwaukee and on the flagship 620 WTMJ and in Madison. I don't know what to make of that report today, other than I don't know who Shams' sources are. And it seems like if you wanted to create some attention for the lottery and teams are hoping that he is open-minded, then getting this out there and creating a buzz makes sense. But again, I don't know Giannis. I don't know his agent. I don't know if they would be the ones to put this out there or not, but it certainly caused waves in our town, that's for sure.
Jason, amidst all this Giannis headlines, the Green Bay Packers assistant coaches did speak today. Was there anything that jumped out from any of the assistant coaches that you thought, huh, that's interesting, as they kind of come back from an offseason with a new-look team?
Yeah, Adam Stenovich confirmed that Elgton Jenkins isn't at the offseason program, so all those people that thought I was stirring up drama for no reason, I'll be happy to accept your apology.
Wait a minute, why is he not there, Jason? Can you elaborate on what's going on?
I don't know. Steno would not tell us, but it doesn't. You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes, or what's the show you guys are watching? I said The Rookie. Have you seen The Rookie on ABC? Paul and Sid are really into that. So you don't have to be an investigative police officer.
Wait, did you just put us in the same category as the kids?
No, I was trying to use people that would do investigating.
Is that the show where they sing about cutie cops?
I don't think so, no. It's about like this middle-aged guy who was like working construction, and then he goes into being a cop. He's the guy that was on that show Castle before this. I haven't watched it, but it's on reruns too. I'm told it's very good. Anyway, you don't have to be a great investigator to figure out that Elton has 2 years left on his contract. He would probably like some, and he's looking for his contract to be adjusted. I don't know that for certain, but I think that's a pretty reasonable guess.
Oh, after we did all this signing of Aaron Banks and the excitement of him moving to center, now we got to deal with this. I'm sure they would get this all figured out. But Jason, I do want to know. I know we've had this conversation over and over, but I just want to clarify, why is it that the Packers can't call on Trey Hendrickson? I'm just so confused about why they can't do it or why they won't do it.
Can't do well, all right, first of all, I would think a common man like yourself would side with Elgton Jenkins and say, hey, this is my chance to have some leverage, get some security from a team that doesn't like having 30-year-old players on the roster, and I'm turning 30 this year. I would think you'd be pro Elton.
I'm pro Elton. I'm talking about Trey Hendrickson and why the Green Bay Packers refuse to kick.
No, I know. Uh-huh. I was going back to what you were saying earlier, but now we got to deal with Elgton Jenkins. Well,
yeah.
know.
No, I
but
think,
isn't there? But Kyle, you said you used a certain adjective to talk about Jordan Love last year, holding out.
Selfish.
Oh, I mean, I'm gonna wait to Elton until we get to training camp. If Elton's holding out at that point, then I'll throw that S word around there for Elton. But I know Elton, he might have a little bit of a temper, so I don't know if I want to mess with Elton based off what happened at the club this past weekend.
Yeah, well, judging from his tweet, which was just a baseball cap, I think he believes that there was some inaccuracy in that reporting. But to your question about Trey Hendrickson, I don't know what the situation is with the Bengals, if they have given him and his agent the freedom to seek a trade, but we don't know if the Packers have inquired. The fact of the matter is he's already 30 years old, and what he wants from the Bengals is a large contract with a bunch of guaranteed money, and I just don't think Goody's interested in that, even though Kyle Wallace is interested in that.
But wouldn't that be interested in trying to put the best potential product on the field to win a championship? I guess that's where my frustration lies, is that I understand that you don't want to handicap yourself, but sometimes if you win a championship, it's all worth it, isn't it, Jason?
Yeah, if you go all in, yeah. Look, you're preaching to the choir. I think, you know, they obviously believe that Rashawn Gary and LVN and the two rookies they drafted, Baron Sorrell and Colin Oliver and Kingsley, J.J. Enagbare, they think they've got the horses on the edge, and they probably feel like they don't have to overpay not only in trade compensation of a draft pick, but also the big bucks to get Trey Hendrickson. Now, again, I can't say for certain that they haven't kicked the tires on that idea. I don't know if they've called the Bengals and asked about his availability. I know that Trey Hendrickson, as I'm sure this is what prompted the question, posted that thing on Twitter, or he gave that statement to ESPN about how there have been no talks, and that's because of the team, not because of him. So, I don't know how that'll ultimately resolve itself, but again, I am pro player on that. You only have so long to get what you deserve. And if I'm him and I've led the league in sacks and had 17 sacks each of the last 2 years, I think I probably deserve an improved contract, just like T.J. Watt feels that he deserves a new contract.
That's another one. Boy,
I'd take him. I'd take T.J.
There.
Kyle, don't get all excited.
No,
now.
I'm not
don't
thinking about
get
T.J.
All, simmer down
but
over there.
But are you going to pay them?
Yeah, pay them.
Are you going to pay them?
Pay them what they're worth.
That's part of the equation.
Yeah, you're not Goody. And I guess I want to bring that back to Goody, right? He seems to have a strategy in which he's building a team upon. I believe Rob Domofsky wrote the article about this, you know, 3 to 5 year championship window. What year are they in that window? And what year do you feel like it's most likely trending towards, like, it will be like, yeah, this team is, you know, ripe to win a championship? Because I know you're not big into the odds and whatnot, but they're plus 2,000 to win the Super Bowl, plus 2,200 in some places out of the state. That's not – when they won the championship, I think they were 4-1 and 9-1 over the last two championships. And so what more do they have to do, in your opinion? Or is Goody got to change what he does, or is we just got to see him play it out?
So, first of all, I find it funny that Goody, in that story that Rob wrote, said he doesn't believe in windows. It's kind of like that whole
RAS score.
Question I asked him about the RAS score. Like, oh, we don't use those. We use something similar. Okay, then you know what it is. We don't talk in terms of championship windows, but we have a 3 to 5 year plan? Okay, that sounds to me like a window. However you want to. You know, okay, you don't want to pay royalties to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, so you want to call it a plan? Hey, go for it, man. But if I was, I'd say you're doing the same thing that Gina Dell is doing, and that's having a window. So if I'm Goody and I believe in that window or that plan or whatever you want to call it, then I'm saying it's year three. It's year three with my starting quarterback. It's year three with some of my top wide receivers. It's year three with a bunch of other, some of them year four with a bunch of crucial players. And so the youngest team in the league thing is maturing now. to the point where these guys should be studs. And so my plan is for us to be, I'm telling you as Goody here, not referring to the Packers as us. My plan is for us to be competing, you know, for a chance to make the Super Bowl. And then the next 2 years, my expectation is that we're in the Super Bowl. That would, you know, again, taking Rob's story and the way it was presented by Rob, that's the way I would view it.
Do you believe in the plan?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to result. Again, Homer, you guys, we were all involved in this last
week. Yes, we were.
You know, Homer calling people idiots for voting that they could win the Super Bowl this year. I don't think you're an idiot if you believe that. I just think you're probably going to be wrong. And that's the reality of the NFL. It's really hard, and a lot of things have to fall your way to make it happen.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Oh.
Well, you're entitled to think that.
That was from left field.
Is this the song Jason's jamming out to?
Yeah, it's from The Rookie. Cop Cutie. I was right.
Cop Cutie.
So you wanted to end Jason's segment to go to basketball practice, proving that you were right to Jason.
Arrest me, but make it sexy is a line in the song, yes.
Jason, why did you put up with Alex Strope?
What a line.
He's one of our rising stars, so, you know, talent outs. But, yeah, I don't know the theme. I haven't watched the show, but the way you presented it, in fairness, you made it sound like it was a musical.
I thought it might have been like a nursery rhyme as well, Jason.
Right, they're singing as they arrest you. You have the right to remain silent.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw you in the back of the squad. Like, come on.
Arrest me, but make it sexy.
Jason, have a great practice.
What a line.
All right. I don't know how much golf these kids learned, but they did earn ice cream last week. So I'm happy.
You're coaching golf?
That. Yeah. It's a golf practice. Yeah, I know. Shocking.
What?
I'm not the head coach. They have a great coach who needed a little bit of help. And so,
do you golf, Jason?
If I'd be able to help. Once upon a time, I don't like to brag, but I was a decent golfer.
Okay. What was the lowest handicap you had?
I think it was a 10 at my best.
That's pretty good.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was literally 25 years ago.
Earring Jason era?
No, it was definitely, the earring had been removed, thankfully.
All right. Well, have fun at golf practice. I never thought I'd be saying that. All right, Jason.
Four.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Nailed it, Kyle. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. What's going on over
what?
Here?
Okay, so I typed in, this can't be the song you're talking about. Cop Cuties.
Is Cuted on Duty? Yeah.
No, is the song by Izio?
I don't know who it's by.
These lyrics are hilarious.
Read me some.
Are you going to tease me or tase me?
Are you sure this is the right show?
What show is Jason's kids and his wife watching?
This song is by Xander Howard.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
The song.
That's the song. Sounds like we're Elton Jenkins wanting.
Yeah, HBO late night.
Is that the song?
I don't think this is the song.
You have the lyrics.
No, arrest me, but make it sexy. It is in this song.
Turn it off! Turn it off! It's mad!
Ooh,
yeah, this is it. These are crazy lyrics. Nasty
song!
Don't make it sexy!
Tell me some
mess, please, so
is this kid friendly?
Cop Cutie, feeling on Tootie. That's what
right.
they say.
All right, Kyle. All
That's
right.
what they say.
I know.
This is
you're dancing
hilarious.
To it.
This is a good song. Put that in my rotation. We bump music. I like that one.
I don't know what I did.
More next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I'm about being young, wild, and free.
No, you're not.
You're
not young, wild, and free.
Yeah,
I am
you're young.
You're
young, not
wild,
that.
I am wild.
Every
time I ask
wild.
You to do something, I check with a girlfriend.
Wait, why are you taking why are you going personal? Why are you going to talk about business?
I could still be free with a lady.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly,
trying to silence me. Yeah, my anxiety can't shake it off of me. Check out the Princeton Club in the 8 Madison area locations or New Berlin for a better tomorrow. Got the group text going for the bachelor party.
Yo, getting close, huh?
Doing the post bachelor party weigh-in to the wedding day weigh-in. Gonna have to grind, baby. I won't be looking my best. And to look my best, I know exactly where to go. That is the Princeton Club for my better tomorrow. No goal is too small or too big. They provide everything you need to be successful, including by having free childcare with the membership, and they're open 24/7. Have that strong body with a strong mind and help have a strong community at the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. Speaking of strong body and strong mind, feeling like a man today.
Oh, look at you.
Cool. Why are you feeling like a man today?
I'm the man of the house, Kyle.
Oh, wow. What did you do this weekend?
Strofe, I don't know if you have it in the archives, but you know, there's some woodpecker holes that came through the Brust household. A lot of holes. Now, I did it with help, you know.
I mean, I know you didn't do it solo.
Yeah,
well, no, I did it. I did all the manual labor myself. But
what does that mean, manual labor?
I called Daddy.
Okay.
Oh, Daddy, help! And then I sent him a video after he left and helped me for 3 hours that my air conditioning might have something going on.
Oh,
but
no.
But anyways, yes, gotta get that fixed before it gets really hot.
You gotta get the West Coast. You gotta get the homeowner's insurance.
Oh, I got that.
Warranty.
On the AC?
Yeah, they'll fix that right up. It's worth it.
Well, there was holes, as you can see on YouTube, at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison on YouTube. And the woodpecker, for the listening audience, it looked like it was a drive-by. Somebody came by my house and
just, oh my gosh,
lit up the That's what that woodpecker was doing.
What it was.
And so we
Dang
got
it.
Hold on, one more
mutilate.
Time. What was that guy?
I got the... I got the concrete, mixed it all up, went on a 13-foot ladder to the top of my house.
Oh, wow.
13-foot ladder.
That's high, man.
I'd be shaking
That's
up there.
That's higher than a basketball court.
I felt so empowered.
You didn't feel scared?
No, not scared. No.
Come strapped on, in
be honest.
Yeah.
No, honestly, Ben.
Who was holding it? I know your dad wasn't holding it.
No, he was holding the bottom.
Was he?
With his foot.
You trust that?
That's my dad.
I mean, I know your dad. Yo, that's like my dad trying to hold something. I saw my dad walking, almost tripped and fell.
The only thing that made me nervous was when I was up there and I looked down. Not that I was scared of how far it was, but that my dad wasn't really looking up at me.
Yeah,
paying attention.
Like if I fell, like as a dad instinct, I'm sure he might try to put his body out in front of me.
The hell he would. Your
nah.
dad, listen, no. No fear.
The hell he would. Like, he's lived a good life.
It's like
a
Kyle Wallace splat.
He's lived a good life. I would have splatted for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, feet splat, up like the roller coaster.
Ain't no
it
way
it would
have
been splat. It wouldn't crack. I mean, and maybe.
Crack, snap, crack,
13
pop.
13 feet, though.
That's on grass.
You probably don't. Yeah, you
13
probably
feet
don't
on
die.
Grass. I don't know if I die.
Yeah, you break some legs. Maybe you'd finally stop playing basketball.
But I had to mold it into the same way the siding was before. I think I gotta send you guys some pictures. Yeah,
I didn't know you put cement in that. So does it break off the beak of the woodpecker?
You did cement?
Like it's a cement, yeah.
Like a mixture.
A mixture. And then I can spray paint the color of
So did
my
you make
home.
The, you made the right angle? You made it flat and everything?
I did it all with my hands. So it's not exactly, I have the tool thing. I think they call that?
Oh, I don't know.
Smoothing out thing. I know the little gray thing.
Smoothing out thing. I'm sure that's not what they call it.
It's with a V.
I know what you're talking about. The grater.
It's not a grater.
It's like thin.
Yeah,
it's metal.
And it's silver, yeah.
Yeah, with a sharp edge.
Yeah, and it goes. Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Any painters out there? What's the thing you use to smooth it?
Ben, can I ask you a question?
You sound so dumb.
Well, we're all not.
That's why I call him Daddy.
Can I ask, so what's going to keep the woodpecker from just going to a different spot?
Or the same.
Well, the just same, they're going to hurt their beak on that concrete.
2 inches above it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Man of the house. Man of the house has all the tools to take care of it now.
Oh.
The holes,
send a
the
message.
Holes were easy. It was the area.
The holes
I could just fill and smooth out with my finger.
Wait, so you like a Christmas story. Did you get that BB for Christmas?
How did you say?
I'm not going to say that on air.
How did you
DNR
say?
Might be listening. It's a protected species, that woodpecker.
So you made like the cement mixture to fill in the holes. How did you say you were going to match the paint? Did you say spray paint?
Spray paint.
No, you're not spray painting your house.
I don't think that matches
get a
the
get
paint.
A brush and do it right.
Yeah.
You can't spray paint your home.
Hopefully they're
not. What do you mean I can't spray paint my home? I have the bottle.
Hopefully when you sell your home,
you do it with normal paint.
It's not a buyer. And it's, yeah, it's not going to look the
same. I've never heard of someone spray painting the outside of their home for patchwork.
Sounds like a jackleg job. That's what it sounds like to me.
A trowel. Thank you, Lewis.
So smart, KBN Nation.
I had a trowel up there.
We are pathetic.
Yo.
Did you ever go to a hardware store and try to explain what you're looking for and they just look at you like you're dumb?
Yes.
Like, I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah, I just pay people. I ain't got time for it.
That's why I had to call my dad.
Yeah, I used to try to fix stuff and then I put a hole in my damn wall.
How'd that happen?
I let the ladies encourage me to do something I knew dang well
I should
do. I can't wait to drive home tomorrow, though, and send Strofe this picture of my trough skills.
I'm excited.
So we can put it side by side with the woodpecker holes to my job.
Does it look like a child was playing around with Play-Doh?
Wow. I don't know if I can describe it any better.
It's that bad, huh?
Well,
guess
I don't
save
know.
You some money.
It doesn't sound good.
I don't know. Let's let the picture tell the story.
Well, you're not really vouching for yourself very
man,
well.
Man, Maintenance Mike chimes in. Trowel is what it's called.
Thank you, Maintenance Mike.
Hey, Maintenance Mike, I think Ben has a job for you.
Yeah, he needs some help. He's going to spray paint his home. I still can't get over
My dad
that.
Said spray the bottom of the house to make sure it looks like it's close enough.
It matches.
You don't have...
Man in the house! 13 feet on the ladder! Can I get it ahead of
you? I mean, that's impressive.
I give you credit. I wish my house was 13 feet high.
What, do you got a ranch?
Yeah, just a little thing. But you know, I'm
so
blue collar.
That's why he hasn't invited us.
Blue collar hardware.
The Wallace Ranch, the Brust household, and the Nortman Estate, and the Strofe 2 bed.
It goes underground.
Strofe 2 bed.
Mine goes underground too.
That's all I got for you, fellas.
Yes, okay, I get it. It's a trowel, everyone. I get it. It's a trowel.
Do you think
you get the trowel from?
My dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So your dad's the man of the house.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything.
I went on the ladder and I did all the sculpting.
Congratulations. It took you 8 months.
Sculpting.
I can't believe you let sculpting go. Wait till you see the pictures of the thing. I ain't sculpt anything. Ever. I am not Da Vinci when it comes to siding.
I think you could have just finished the sentence and I'm not Da Vinci.
No. I think Da Vinci was a painter. Michelangelo was the sculptor.
I don't know that we needed a clarification. He's not Da Vinci or Leonardo or any of the Ninja Turtles. Okay,
he's
not
nothing of an artist.
Thank you, Lasagna. Splinter. Hell yeah, Ben. Thank you. I'm looking for some
yeah,
love
no,
here.
No,
for getting
no,
on
no.
The I tried. At least I tried.
No, you did.
I
you did.
I said I would just pay somebody. So I give you a lot of credit.
Now this is now. I know why. That if I became handy, you save a lot more money by not paying people.
Do you just become handy? Or is that something you're born with?
Nah, our generation's trash.
Yeah, our generation's
I say our parents
trash.
Failed.
Speak for yourselves.
Oh, Strofe. Yeah, right.
You're
hey,
worse
man,
off.
I was hanging shelves and frames and I hung a tension rod 11 feet long this weekend.
Can you?
I was working, baby.
If That's you could,
yeah, the way you just said, I was working, baby, is exactly what we need to know that you're not handy.
You should see this apartment. It's in beautiful shape.
All of our, and we're in our mid-30s.
Yeah, you're old.
All of our parents have to be ashamed of us.
No, my dad should be very ashamed. You know what makes me so mad is that man can hang a ceiling fan, and I'm just too afraid to touch it from getting electrocuted. I'm like, dang.
Will you turn off the power
turn
source?
Off, yeah, turn and off it, the, flip the switch.
No,
yeah.
I'm okay. I understand that, but I'm afraid of doing the stuff
you're
wrong.
You're afraid of roller coasters, electricity.
Yeah.
What else can we add to the list?
Anything that has to deal with pain and death, I'm past that.
Now,
pain
Colin,
and
death. That was
pain
mean.
And death.
That was mean, Colin.
What'd he say about you?
You can't repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be translated?
I would prefer if we didn't.
I think I'm going to pass.
Oh, wow. Colin, that's so disrespectful.
KBN off-air conversation.
Don't disrespect my man like that.
Colin, I'm trying. I'm trying, man.
The problem is, I think you're right. I don't think you're born with it. I think you got to be like brought up in it, right? Like to be handy. The problem is... You can only do that with trial and error. There's going to be a lot of error on our own homes.
Yeah. So
and
why
I'm not trying
why,
to do error
why
on my
Why would
home.
You do error?
Yeah. If I pay,
it's a great point.
If I paid $20,000 for a home back in 1980s, I'll have some trial and error too. That ain't the case.
Lasagna in Milwaukee, you have a millennials that aren't handy conversation?
Yeah, I do. I'm a millennial. I'm in my mid-30s. I own my own home. And I give Ben a lot of credit, even though through the text line I give Ben a lot of grief. You kind of become handy.
Well, somehow his call dropped.
Hey!
We do it.
Look, lasagna.
You just get handy.
Will this project lead to me being more handy?
Absolutely. Yeah, you stack them a little bit, you grab your trowel, and you smushed it into your house.
Hell
now
yeah.
You can paint your drywall.
Hell yeah. Speaking of drywall, here I come.
Wow. Speaking of smush, what's with the name lasagna, lasagna?
Man, you guys don't know? You guys help me pick it out. It's what, I know you guys don't like doing promotion, but I happen to know this guy very well that makes it for the city of Milwaukee, and they sell it every October.
Lasagna for the city of Milwaukee?
We helped you pick that out?
What are you talking about?
Lasagna, text in more context.
I'm more confused than pre-question.
I love lasagna. I would have remembered a conversation. I'm like Garfield.
Lasagna was our Mother's Day meal. One chicken and two Italian sausage. Delicious.
Everything about what you eat sounds so plain.
I didn't make it. My aunt all made it.
Whoa. I got to hit something chicken. On the other side here because this is from Stevie. And I don't know. We might have to call Stevie out and make sure everything's going okay in his household coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He's soft, as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had on. You
preach
think
it.
You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Bruston Nortman with you, KBN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. We do know that millennials have a handyman problem. We can't fix anything. And Stevie understands that too. But I think he's taking it a step too far. Next time my dad comes up to help me with the project, I might send him to Stevie's house to make sure everything's okay.
Oh, wow.
What?
You started speaking and then said,
You did. I'm at the edge of my seat. What is happening?
Stevie chimes in. I let my kids help me construct their bunk beds this weekend. K5 and daughter all know what a flathead is, Phillips and hex key, and how to use them. And he sent me pictures of the bunk beds. Should we be letting K5
help?
Help?
Yeah, I mean, it can help. They got to learn.
What if they missed a screw and then in the middle of the night crashing down?
You go tighten the screws and you make sure that
Stevie, did you double check everything?
I would hope so. And if something went close.
I don't think they're like putting it up. I imagine they're not lifting anything.
I don't know.
I bet
he left the room and said, here you go. Figure it out.
Good luck.
I'm going to make the Wallace kids definitely put in their key because we all
so much you don't know how to do anything.
We all going to learn together. Hopefully they're smarter than me.
I think
Wait, you're going to leave them in the room and you're going to learn together?
I'm going to say, now y'all think we put this here, right? That work? Go ahead. Okay.
They're going to be teaching you.
I hope so.
I couldn't even put together my 15-month-old daughter's slide that's like 2 feet by 3 feet.
Oh, wow. That's
was there instructions?
There were screws, so I got scared.
Oh my gosh.
Is she okay? Is safe?
My dad helped me.
Why? Boy,
your dad takes a lot of trips up here.
Fire pit.
Seriously.
Slide.
Does your dad ever come up here and just have a relaxing weekend?
No.
Where there's no duties for him to do.
He only comes up here because somebody needs honeydew. He's a honeydew for his son.
Can you watch the kid?
What'd he break now?
Daddy do.
Oh, trust me.
You think he has that, like, when he looks at his phone and sees a text from Ben?
You know he's the best?
Oh, no. Because
I sent him the picture of the air conditioning machine. Oh, yeah, I got a guy. He does stuff in Wisconsin. If you need him, I'll figure out if you need the Freon or the
part.
Is
that how he talks?
A little bit. You know, figure out if you need the Freon or the part. And I'm like, Freon? Part? Like, how?
What's Freon?
Freon's you have to put in there, I think.
Oh, God.
Freon in there.
Brad saying what's Freon is amazing. Yeah.
I just have a guy come surface it.
Yeah. They may have put
Freon. Man, I wish I had your money. Damn.
Freon.
Yeah.
That sounds like a type of like clothing material.
No. I think
make sure your air conditioning is cool.
Yeah.
Lasagna wow. takes back his drywall sign off that I'm not ready for drywall.
Man, if you could do drywall, that'd be banging.
Yes, Stevie, I assume that you didn't let them construct it. I was using you in jest to our issues.
Kyle,
in jest!
When you put a hole in your drywall, did you fix said drywall then?
No, it's still a little. It's not like a deep hole, but it's like a little.
You left it there?
We're pathetic.
Yeah.
That's sad,
the
bro. The
putty would have made it look worse.
Just because you hire somebody doesn't give you the opportunity.
It's not a fix hole, some drywall holes.
Baloney.
I have. There's a kit
your
for that.
Your voice screams. There's I'm lying.
There's a kit for that.
Yeah, and we got some putty, but I just, it's a little small, little. It's not, you can't see it through, but you can tell I started and I said, I don't like this.
Oh my God.
The NBA lotteries tonight. Sad. Will that matter for Giannis Antetokounmpo? I hope it doesn't. Find out next together in 2 minutes.